And underneath the voice, fading down, is the sound of Sunroof with a song called Ensnare. Let's listen to the remix of that. Ensnare is the project of, not Ensnare, no. It's the song of Sunroof. There we go. Sunroof is the project of Daniel Miller and Gareth Jones, working together on Mute. Daniel Miller, of course, well, both of them quite famous for various reasons, both for being behind Mute. Daniel Miller is the founder and chairman of Mute, and Gareth Jones is the producer and engineer, notable for working with Depeche Mode, Einstein Neubauten, Rasher, Jan Tiersen, many others. And this is a brand new single from a forthcoming album that will be called Electronic Music Improvisations Volume 3. And this is the one song, like, they pretty much just improvise and do their own mixes, and that's that. But this particular song, they have each remixed to show what their own side of the mixing and producing and their heads are all about. So this is the Daniel Miller remix of Ensnare. And again, brand new, just came out. Just out on the Mute Parallel series. Before that, we heard from Snapped Ankles, one of our favorites from the UK, a track called Letter from Hampy Mountain from the album Stunning Luxury on Leaf, came out in 2019. And it was their second studio album. I think it also was a promo single for a while.
Feels like just yesterday.
It's just so good.
So good.
Before that, we heard another version of Luddite by Marquis Smith and Ed Blaney called Luddite 2. Not really much difference, but you
from
know.
From Luddite 1. But I love what you did there, because I think you kind of have to back announce these songs kind of together.
Well, yes, because, I mean, that went well with the Snapped Ankles.
Yes.
And Ed Blaney, by the way, is writing a book on Marquis Smith. He was the manager and a member of The Fall, and did a bunch of albums with Marquis Smith, which I think Marquis Smith said he was doing as a favor to him. and then before that, sandwiched between those songs was Claudia from
you
Hamilton.
Made a Claudia sandwich.
I did.
It was awesome.
And the song was called Vow. And you know, there were two versions of this. One that went up early this week and didn't have the intros and possibly was a bit different. So I'm going to have to go. I go back and listen to it. It's longer and no intro and outro. This version was very different. Regardless, I like them all. Claudia is excellent. It is half of the project Banana-na-na-na-na from Hamilton. And he did give us a thought for the day, because I ask him to do that every once in a while now that we've made a long-distance friendship here. What, 30 kilometers away from each other in cities? I don't know him, really.
So lovely.
But I ask him for quotes now, and I play his stuff, and he says, okay, quote is, when I kiss my own hand, it feels nice. That's his quote of the day. And
It does.
And he's put up a whole bunch of singles in his hometown onto Bandcamp for you, for wherever you are in the world. And we started off the whole set once again with Smith and Blaney, Luddite. We heard Luddite and Luddite 2, sandwiching Claudia with a song called Vow from a release called Dress. And we ended it all with Snapped Ankles, Stunning Luxury, the song Letter from Hampy Mountain. There we go. It's all in our playlist anyway, you know? But when it comes to the archives, we recorded this, so if there were any like kind of weird interferences,
we'll fix it. You
can go back and listen to it smoothly in the archive.
Uninterrupted. I'm going to pick up the next set, and I'm going to start it off with a band that we have played recently, and they have a very new record out, and it's, I think it's very new. Is it very new? Let me just double check on that. I think it's very new. No, no, it's not very new. It's somewhat new. But I played them, I think, a few weeks ago, and I said I would play them again. I'm playing them again. This is going to be Artificial Go with, again, the song of their name, Artificial Go. We are Babs and Derek here on WFMU in Sheena's Jungle Room on Transmissions.
From Echo Beach.
Oh, there we go. We got it. Hey.
Trouble, fire burn, car room bubble. Thank you.
fussy, angry, bitchy mixer. There we go. We're listening to G.S. Sachdev and a song called Kajri off of the 1981 Romantic Ragas. It's very romantic. Let us continue, and I'll tell you about what I played. Miss Rayon, Tell Me What to Wear off of their 2018 release, Eclipse, that came out on X-Ray Records. I played them maybe last show, next to last show. Again, smitten with this band. And I have to say, the two songs that I've played thus far have been more of the gentler, melancholic bent, but they actually have some very amazing, aggressive songs, sounds. But I'm a sucker for that chord progression. Such a sucker. And it's a lost album. There's been no release subsequent to, and I'm very sad. But I guess Miss Rayon, a bit of a celebrity band, members from The Gossip, Cat Hoch, Death List, Appendixes, and Summer Cannibals. This talented crew has been places. And yes, they are a truly passionate bunch, and it shows in their music. Absolutely love that song and this record. Before that, I played Holy Magic and Stolen Car off of Holy Magic 2, their second album, which came out on Lost Room Records in 2022. They are a Brighton-based psychedelic dream rock band, and they were formed by producer Dom Keen, who was in Death in Vegas, another amazing band that we love very much and haven't played lately. Derek, let's put that on the list. Play some Death in Vegas again soon. Also Dark Horses and singer-songwriter Siobhan Lynch. They were the ex-Interscope Records artist and writer and performer on Alvin Wilder of Depeche Mode's infamous Recoil project. So yes, some fine artists behind that. Speaking of fine artists, before that I played The Wave and a song called Moth to the Flames. That is off their new album City Lights out on Transgressive Records. I think at this point, we've played almost every single song off of this new record. And you know what? I have none regrets. Every single song is incredible. This is the second studio album by British duo The Wave, consisting of Graham Coxon and Rose Eleanor Dougal. There are so many elements to their music, but the way in which they play with texture is unique. Mixing distortion with smooth horns makes something for your ears to become addicted to. Moth to the Flame, of course, a very 80s sound, which I love so much. Synth and percussion making it feel like something from a time before me, or my time of the very young years. Perfecting a sound that can honor the past while still pushing the boundaries of the future is most, most admirable. Before that, we heard, of course, something actually from the 80s, and that was The Primitives, Really Stupid, off of the Really Stupid 7-inch that came out on Lazy Records in 1986. They, of course, the English indie pop band from Coventry, best known for their 1988 international hit single, Crash. They were formed in 1984, they disbanded in 1992, reformed again in 2009. But the two consistent members have been vocalist Tracy Tracy and guitarist Paul P.J. Quart. Definitely their style was straddling power pop, new wave, post-punk. They occupied a very, very interesting place in the space, like playing alongside like even bands like the Soup Dragons, but also the Wedding Present. They were part of, I guess, what one would call the blonde pop scene, which I could definitely see that being a thing. Transvision Vamp and the Darling Buds kind of being their competition. I'd maybe say Strawberry Switchblade-esque too, but you know what? I like The Primitives the best. And you know what's interesting is that they got a lot of publicity because Morrissey was famously photographed wearing a Primitives t-shirt, which just goes to prove that Morrissey might have his head up his ass 99% of the time, but at least in that case, he was onto something good. So there you go. Before that, we heard The Submissives. I like that we have The Submissives coming after The Primitives. And a song called I'm Obsessed off of their 2024 fairly quite new album, Obsessed. I'm very excited by this. Yes, lo-fi, garagey kind of slacker music and sweet dissonant harmonies. Absolutely yes. Even sweeter, they're from Montreal, which I love. Have you heard of them, Derek?
I have not, and I am very, very happy that they are from Montreal. You know, they can be from anywhere, but that was an excellent, excellent song, and yeah, I'm unaware of them completely. So that is new, and 2024. The name
Thank you for covering for it. I had a bit of a cold this week, and I had, you know, one of those like tickly coughs. It's terrible. Let's talk about The Submissives a bit more.
Yeah.
what's really interesting is Deb Edison is the person behind this, and she said that she had played, she yearned for something a bit more honest and maybe a little more ironic, because she had played for many years in what she called random noise groups, and I think this is definitely like the most opposed that you could get to that. What I love about this is the submissive succumb to every man's whim. Yearning for love and attention, they stagger blindly, tethered hopeless to domestic mirage. They suffer with longing and pine for the boy who burdens them with this undying love sickness. And, you know, in the year 2024, where we're, you know, a lot of us are singing songs about empowerment and feminism and all these things, there is something still that I find very perverse and rooted in feminism with this, I think. That's just me. Hold on. Let's listen to some music for a minute. Meet Moop's like, oh my god, do I need to get on the mic? Mom's coughing. It's fine. It's fine. Just tickle. Just a little tickle. Before that, we played CDO Ass, I'm going to say. CDOS, and a song called Elevator Shaft, came out in 2005. That came out on Playground Music Scandinavia. They're a Swedish rock pop new wave band from Fagersta. They're formed in 99 by Peter Nilsson and Anders Peach. It says here that they were nominated for a Grammy in the category Best Pop Group in 2005. I'm not sure about that, but okay, we're going to run with that. I mean, no offense to CDOS, but I just don't remember. I don't remember that happening. But hey, you know what?
Hey, if Mozart can release a new song in 2024, who knows?
It's true. It's true. What did we hear before that? Oh, this is going to be fun. Groa and a song called Komia Nog from the 2021 album What I Like to Do on Found Records. There is an inherent rebellion to everything this band does. As a unit, they are willingly dismantling the usual tropes in favor of doing things their way. DIY, experimental, and principled to the core, next-gen punks Groa might just be the most exciting live band in Iceland right now. While their songs endlessly veer off into unexpected and sublimely jarring directions, all of their music reveals the deep sense of purpose behind their non-stop experimentation, a profound desire to shatter limitations, dismantle worn-out patterns and narrow ways of thinking, and uncover new possibilities for living. That's a very, very good manifesto, I think. I also think it's hard to be a band from Iceland, because the language, especially if you're a female singer, because you know where I'm going with this, the language is so specific, and that when you're doing a certain style of music, you're going to inevitably get Björk comparisons, which I think is unfair, which makes it hard. But I love this band. I think they're fucking amazing. So more, please. Before that, we heard What Are People For? And the song Nursery Rhyme from the self-titled album that came out in 2022. They make the perfect kind of dystopic dance music for our times. This is a collaboration from between Anna McCarthy and the musician-producer Manuela Ritsky. And the band could be the illicit love child of Tom Tom Club and Throbbing Gristle, displaying the ideal balance of hip-shaking vibes and dark, provocative content. They are a rare combination of contemporary punk energy, irresistible groove, absurdist dry humor, and the astounding depth of field. They have the mighty power to create a party with their music, and soon you will find yourself lifting your arms as if controlled by an external force to chant, what are people for? What are people for? Every day I ask myself, what are people for? Good people are good. Not good people suck. And then, of course, I opened the set with Artificial Go. And again, the song Artificial Go, that is brand new out on Feel It Records. On first listen, Artificial Go's debut, Hopscotch Fever, sounds familiar, like an album from 1981 that was in the background once in passing. It fits between a few micro-genres that felt distinct decades ago, but have blurred together in the years since. While driven by an aggression found in arty punk bands like Bags and Cerebro Milan's, yes, and a tiny trace of modern digital manipulation, the mixes distinctly reference an earlier era, things like Marble, Young Marble Giants, the early Go-Betweens and the Marine Girls, maybe the Au Pairs, B-52s and X, and of course, stylized British delivery. And that is what I played. That is what I played.
You did?
Derek, are we allowed to talk about this? But I'm doing something exciting tomorrow that you have organized for me.
Oh, yes.
I'm interviewing someone.
Yes, you are. You are. It's true.
Yeah.
It is very exciting. And we had mentioned that it might be happening. And,
yeah, we're going to dive. Well, because Hellraiser's coming. I'm not going to talk about it, but we got some special programming lined up in anticipation of.
At least one special program.
Yes.
So Memorials, who we've been playing quite
yes,
a bit.
Yes, quite a bit.
Verity Sussman from Electrolane and Matthew Sims, who's played in Wire most recently and many other projects. He's the second guitarist in Wire these days. But they started doing film track and kind of all kinds of different work and commissioned works and then decided to release their album. We've been playing tracks as they've been coming out. That will be out October 4th. And you're going to
be interviewing them.
Both of them.
Yeah, which so is looking very, very forward to that. So I just wanted to sneak that little tidbit of news in there for you.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah.
And it will be lovely and informative. That's what I'm going to say in advance of it even happening. So we'll piece that all together and we'll bring that to you in October. And we had foreshadowed that might happen and yay, it did. We organized that. So yes.
What are you manifesting now, Derek?
I've got something a bit different here. I've played this band once a while ago, but I'm going to return to this. They've just released their new album. It is Rubber O, and it is a brand new album that just came out when? Does it say? 20th of September, 2024. So just a little shy of a week. And it is the project of Sam Grant from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Newcastle upon Tyne.
He's a producer, but this is his psych project, and it features Voca Gentle on this track as well. It's from the release Soil, and it's out on Mr. Medicine Records in 2024. And then we will continue on to new territory with a band I have not played before called Group. And that one, you'll be listening to that for a while. So you are listening to Transmissions from Echo Beach here on WFMU in Sheena's Jungle Room. Settle in, two songs in the set, but it's going to be a full one.
Thank you. does not know if it is it nor if it is him leaving it. It echoes somehow as he feels his body accept the seat and exaggerate the feeling of the thing, casting off and lurching towards some kind of infinity. It sits a while, where the hum grows. He feels warm, but less unafraid than he'd like. He understands his feet tapping, aware that he has, by unnerving necessity, let go of all control. So, I'm
Here we have Gareth Jones remixing Sunroof track Ensnare that we listened to under my voice before. This is an electrogenetic remix by Gareth Jones, or so he claims. And it's from, I guess, a digital single. I don't know. I think I'm on some kind of promo mailing listy type thing. So I'm not sure how widely this available this is yet. I've heard about them. But yeah, this was a download that we downloaded this week for you. And it's probably out there in the world for you to find as well. Brand new. And it is the work of Daniel Miller and Gareth Jones. We heard the track proper, and now we've been hearing remixes from each of them separately. And that's just the way they roll. And this is not Sunroof with an exclamation point. We have established now that that is a different project. This is Sunroof with no exclamation mark.
Oh, like completely unrelated, the other Sunroof.
Correct.
Huh.
So it seems.
Okay.
Yeah, according to some sources.
All right. And something today.
And they've been around for a while. I remember they remixed Can, speaking of Krautrock, I believe, on the big Can remix project from a long time ago. And it's my recollection. I remember their name from way back then. I could be wrong, but I think so. I'm just going by memory. I should have looked it up before purporting that, but you know, sometimes you have to rely on your memory. Before that, we heard from, before this, Under the Voice, we heard from Group. That's Groop. And the chat room has helpfully pointed out that there is, from the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack, a group called Group with two O's. Much as Stereolab called themselves Group with two O's. Sometimes The Fall did too. Fall trivia. Sometimes they called themselves Group with two O's. Regardless, it's not that 60s one. This is one that has, since about 2022, been around, and it features members of Hoover III. I don't know if that's Hoover 3 or how you're supposed to say that, but I do like that project.
I'm going to go with Hoover 3.
I think so. And Frankie and the Witch Fingers.
Who I think just released a live album.
Quite possibly. This mix ended, but I didn't think it was over.
It's very short.
Well, it's good. Well, it says 7 minutes and 5 seconds.
It's a short mix after a very long song.
It says 7 minutes and 5 seconds. That seems shorter than that. Time is weird on the beach. And yes, so it's that project, that band, Group. They're from LA. It's collective, not a super group so much as just a meeting of minds, perhaps. And good psych collective minds, as it were. And we started off the set with Rubber O with the song called Lift that features Voca Gentle, and it's from a new release called Soil on Mr. Medicine Records, and that is a project from Newcastle upon Tyne,
yes.
UK.
Yes. I know that the last song we have is very long, and
it
we
is.
Want to fit it in.
Sure.
So should we start doing our wrapping up? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that. Coming up next, Bob Barth, the incredible Bob Barth's One Night Stand, follows us every single week here.
Sure does.
And he is amazing. Tonight's guests are screenwriter Anna Simon from Joan and director Michael McKetty from the film Once. So again, interesting discussion and music and good vibes with Bob Barth coming up next. I am Babs.
I am Derek.
And with Meet Moop the Studio Cat, we are your friends here. And we are here every week from 8 to 10 p.m. EST.
True.
In Sheena's Jungle Room. Next week, Hellraiser programming begins. It's going to be very exciting. So we've got lots to look forward to. But in the short term, well, I'm going to do my stay safe, stay well, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Be kind to yourselves. Very important. But almost a little more important is this next song, which is, Derek.
Oh, it's New Cure. It was released today, earlier today, the
Woo-hoo!
UK.
New Cure!
In the UK, it was debuted, and then it was made available to everyone on Earth, ostensibly. And this is their new song, and the first in 16 years, I guess.
It's plenty mopey.
Their own
song.
It's
plenty mopey.
You know. It is.
Yeah.
It's from a forthcoming album called Songs of a Lost World, and it's a song called Alone, which, you know, That's the way that's playing out. You're listening to Transmissions from Echo Beach here on WFMU in Sheena's Jungle Room. Stay tuned for Bob Barth. Here is The Cure, Robert Smith, telling you how to be alone. We'll be right back.
What's the password?
Sheena's Jungle Room!
Hurry, hurry, hurry! Get in here quick! Close the door, folks! Go make yourself something to drink. Sit down. Find yourself a comfy couch. Let's chat. Let's chat about love. Let's chat about, oh, I don't know, kind of dangerous love. Do you like dangerous love? You like the love that kind of makes you feel like you're sitting on the edge of a knife in the middle of the night? Full moon! Which way is this going to go? It's dangerous. Is it good for you? No. Is it good for them? Absolutely not. But is it good for the night? Could be.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel when I'm in your hands. Take my hand, come undercover. They can't hurt you now, can't hurt you now, can't hurt you now. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to lust. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to us. Have I doubt when I'm alone? Love is a ring, the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel under your command. Take my hand as the sun descends. They can't touch you now, can't touch you now, can't touch you now. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to lust. Because the night belongs because the night belongs to us. Come on, WFMU, it's the night and it belongs to all of us. All of us. With love we sleep without the vicious circle turns and burns. Without you I cannot live. Forgive the earth. Touch me now, touch me now, touch me now. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to us. Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to us. Because the night there are two lovers. If we believe in the night, trust. Because the night belongs to lovers. 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 Could you believe at night we're lovers? Would you believe in the night we trust?
And if we really trust each other, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, a one-night stand.
Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous.
Oh, my gosh, it's one of those shows, guys. We got to punch out early. We are overstuffed with action. Thank you for joining me tonight on the show. We are checking out two fantastic TV shows. Joan coming up on the CW. Tonight we have on the show screenwriter Anna Simon. Then we're going to check out a brand new show that hits Netflix today. Nobody Wants This. Fantastic romantic comedy. After some television, we're going to go and check out some theater. Two wonderful pieces based on independent films. First up, we have one.